high school courses like wood shop or auto shop used to be called vocational classes. It was assumed that some kids would go to college and the other kids would just take vocational courses to learn a skill. But a lot has changed. Those classes now offer a pathway to college and a way to gain the skills to pay tuition. Here's Sarah Alvarez of Michigan Radio.
All right. Good morning, everybody. The Science Olympiad will meet this week.
When kids
Thursday
from the rural mid-Michigan school district of Stockbridge go looking for work, they have to go pretty far. There are no jobs here to speak of. That means they're competing against applicants from bigger, richer districts for jobs. That's made the school system willing to embrace technical education in a big way, even when it had a serious image problem as second-rate education. Here's one example, a scene from the 80s classic, The Breakfast Club.
I thought I was playing it real smart, you know, because I thought, you know, I'll take shop. It'd be such an easy way to maintain my grade point average.
Why'd you think it'd be easy? Have you seen some of the dopes that take shop?
But in Stockbridge, it's not one kind of kid who takes shop. There's no stigma around these classes. They include offerings like alternative energy, underwater robotics, and marketing. And students here aren't tracked into these classes because somebody doesn't think they're college material. Dwayne Watson is one of a strong bench of technical education teachers at Stockbridge. He has a huge shop filled with wind turbine kits, four cars, and a lot of other stuff.
One compact utility tractor, a snowplow going on a truck, an alternative fuel vehicle, i.e. a battery-powered golf cart.
Three students, all seniors, are working on cars in the shop today. All three, like Jacob Crumry, are going to college.
I'm going into mechanical engineering and material sciences at Michigan State, so hands-on stuff that I like.
The technical classes at Stockbridge feed a lot of kids into college classes that teach the skills employers say they want their workers to have. But Watson's shop is full of equipment from technical education programs that have shut down. That's in part because federal technical education funds have shrunk by $140 million over the past 2 years. And good tech ed teachers are hard to find because they can make a lot more money being an engineer instead of teaching high schoolers about engineering. Also, the skills learned in technical classes don't often translate easily to high scores on standardized tests or mesh with the national push for college readiness. But Stockbridge has held on to these programs because it knows they get kids into good jobs or colleges. And Dwayne Watson says for these students going to college, there's another incentive.
I try to tell the students when they first come into class, you should be in here for one of two reasons, to make money or save money, or both.
Brahm Ritsma is one of Watson's former students. He's now studying welding engineering at Ferris State University, where he's cutting metal in the welding lab. On the weekends, Ritsma works at a manufacturer not too far from here. He says the head start he got in high school is still working to his advantage.
I use so much of what I learned from Stockbridge. Definitely on the how to manage a project and get it completed. My senior project in high school was a single-axle utility trailer that I built myself, and it really taught me how to start a project and complete it all the way through to the end.
Students like Ritsma are a big part of why Stockbridge has held on to these technical education programs through 10 years of district budget cuts. Their students use these classes as a springboard to skilled employment and higher education, even if they have to do both at the same time. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Alvarez.